My name is Miriam. I'm program manager at the Free Software Foundation, and at the FSF, people often ask us, how can we bring free software to schools, free software in education? And one of the ways to do that is to go down to schools, high schools, other schools, universities, and just present what free software is all about to the students and to the teachers. And this is what I want to present today, is some teaching materials that we at the FSF provide you with to get you started. If you want to do that, go to a school in your area and present free software. And also a platform where you can upload your own teaching materials to share them with others. Before I get more into detail with that, I want to present real quick what the Free Software Foundation is. Probably a lot of you already know it, but it always helps to summarize it. We are a nonprofit organization, and we are almost exclusively powered by individual associate members and donors like you. Our mission is to promote computer user freedom, so your freedom as a user, and our website is fsf.org. And this year, we are turning 40. And in celebration of that, we have a lot of exciting events going on all over the year 2025. And if you want to check them out, then go to fsf.org/fsf40, and you'll see what's on there. What does the FSF do? We advocate for your rights as a computer user with different campaigns. One example is the Freedom Ladder campaign that is to get people started with free software and then climb up the ladder step by step. And we also have a Fight to Repair campaign, which is about where we explain why software is free software is very important to the right to repair. The reason is that several devices these days run with software on them. So if you are able to only repair the hardware but can't repair the software, that often doesn't fix the problem. So we at the FSF advocate for you being able to modify the software and adapt it and thereby fix it. Then we have an Upgrade from Windows campaign, which is recently getting more attraction again because Microsoft is dropping the Windows 10 support. So this is drawing attention to that, and we try to convince people to help others to upgrade to a GNU Linux system and free software. We have a Defective by Design campaign, which is about, against digital restrictions management, and many, many more campaigns. Just go to our website and you'll find out. And our core work is what people know us for, to advocate for user freedom and to sponsor the GNU project, to maintain the free software definition, so what people know as the four freedoms, and to publish the GNU general public license that is widely known and used. But now on to the topic I'm here to talk about, free software teaching materials, I want to start with our videos. We have a lot of videos on our YouTube channel, which is linked to here. And you can use almost all of them for universities and schools, especially for high schools. They're a good way to start a presentation if you're doing a classroom visit somewhere. They're a good way to get into conversation with people, with the students, and they usually like them to have something visualized. Here on the left-hand side, in the upper left corner, you see our Fight to Repair video, which is about the right to repair and why free software and software freedom is so important for the right to repair. Then on the upper right corner, you see our University of Costumes Heroes video, which is about free software in education and why it's so important. And it makes a case at a university where management is trying to implement proprietary restrictive software, and then the students stand up for their rights and say they want to have free software, and software that respects their freedoms, especially in education. And on the right-hand side, in the lower corner, you have the user liberation video, which is about what free software is about and is basically a basic, simple explanation of software freedom. Also very handy to use. And then on the the last video here is put yourself in command, introduction to the command line. That's a series of tutorials we are starting that is following our book, Introduction to the Command Line, that FSF is publishing. And it's very short, simple videos explaining how you can interact with the command line. In this case here, how to open the terminal, so very basic stuff you need to know. And this is also something that can be used in workshops at schools. We also have questionnaires that we provide and that you can download and adapt to your needs and adapt to the lesson you want to give. It is a thing we like to start a lesson with or give it to people in advance of a classroom visit so that they can reflect on what software freedom means for them, because many students don't know.